It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Morning, it is 2:03 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you. 888-808-1019. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN. And just before Kevin Dexter left, I said, was that the first time that the Yankees have had a three-game losing streak this season? It's not. It is the second time. Last time they had a three-game losing streak this season goes back to April 14th to April 16th, they lost to the Guardians, Blue Jays, twice in a row. And let me just explain this to you. This week versus the Orioles exposed the Yankees for who they are. And I said it, that the Orioles neutered the Yankees, and they did. The Yankees are a soft team. The Yankees have been exposed. Okay? Because when you get beat up the way they did on Tuesday night versus the Orioles, and you don't retaliate until game two when you're losing, it's late in the game, it means absolutely nothing, you've lost the battle. You've showed you can be pushed around. And it's one thing, you know, when you say, well, they threw at them, that they retaliated. Yeah, but it was too little too late. And just because, you know, if you get into a fight with somebody, if you throw a jab when someone else is throwing a haymaker, the jab doesn't hit very hard. It just doesn't. The haymaker lands, you knock them in your ass. And the Yankees threw a couple jabs. But they didn't do anything else. And that has led to now three games in a row of just getting embarrassed. If it wasn't for, you know, Giancarlo Stanton's home run on Wednesday night, they basically would have been destroyed in three straight games. I mean, that is unacceptable if you're the New York Yankees. You could talk about the pitching issues. You could talk about all these other issues. But as a whole, this team has showed that they lie on their back. Flat on their back. They don't have that toughness. They don't have that tenacity. We talk about this in every single team, on every single, about every team that's in this area. So it's not just the Yankees, but they were exposed on Tuesday night, and it bled into Wednesday, Thursday, and now Friday. And that, I just think that the Yankees are fake and phonies. They're not these tough guys. They're too busy being friends. Alex Verdugo, who I thought had that tenacity, had that edge to him, is too busy joking around with Gleyber Torres as he's getting hit. Because he's boys with the guy on the other team. I'm sorry, but bring me back to the old days. Bring me back to 20 years ago where if you hit my teammate, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to deck you. And if that's too aggressive and if that's too angry, I'm sorry. But it's sports. There is, and always has been physicality in everything. We talk about the WNBA with Caitlin Clark and her getting beat around because other girls are getting upset with the way she plays and that she's getting credit for stuff. You know what, though? They're getting under their skin. I'm not saying that everything is legal. I'm not saying everything is right. But it doesn't make a difference. They're getting under the skin of Caitlin Clark and the Fever. The Yankees are getting under the skin of nobody. They're getting under the skin of the fans. They're getting under the skin of the diehard Yankee fans. And it has exposed the Yankees for who they are, which is just a soft team that folds under pressure. You saw that with Carlos Rodon now, who's now struggled. And with Carlos Rodon specifically, you look back to last year, and a lot of questions were, oh, he's great when he's healthy. And that gives me a question. Last year, they said he wasn't healthy. Was he not healthy because he was mentally not prepared to go and pitch as a New York Yankee? Was that the issue? Was it really a physical ailment? And I don't take the mental stuff lightly at all. I don't. I take it serious. But that is an issue. If you can't pitch in New York, if you can't pitch in big spots, then the Yankees have issues. This is the toughest place to play. There is no doubt about it. Whether it's the Bronx, whether it's Queens, whether it's Manhattan, whether it's Jersey, New York is the toughest area to play in because the fans will not take crap. It doesn't make a difference if you're Carlos Rodon, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley. It doesn't make a difference. Julius Randle, you name it. If you're not playing up to your ability, you're going to hear it. Juan Soto is going to start to hear it if he keeps on making plays or doesn't make plays in right field and misplays fly balls. But even he looked rattled. Even he's looked rattled. That is a problem. Where's all the showboating? Where's all this, you know, all the swag that Juan Soto's had? The swag that Verdugo's had. Listen, the other day Judge got hit and he stared down the pitcher. I saw it. Okay. Do something about it. And I understand. You can hit home runs. That's great. But physically do something about it. I'm not saying take a bat and throw it at the dude. I'm saying not taking it to like the Roger Clemens, you know, Mike Piazza level. That I'm not telling you to do. But there is nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned brawl. There is nothing wrong than defending yourself. You get hit inside, you get hit in the hands like that, they go headhunting on you, sweet chin music, whatever it is. You have a right to get upset, take it in your own hands. It's sports. It's always been like that. The best part about sports is you're always going to get back on the field. You're always going to have another opportunity. Yeah, so you can answer it with your bat. But you know what? If they keep on pitching inside, eventually you're not going to have an opportunity to hit the ball anymore. Eventually, you're not going to have an opportunity to protect yourself. And then what if you get seriously injured by getting hit by a ball inside? No. Protect yourself by going out there, and whoever's pitching, who's ever on the mound, knows they can't do that to you. End the story. Listen, this is not just an isolated Yankee thing either. We talked about this with the Mets all last year. We've been saying this for years with the New York Mets. Protect yourself. Go out there and show other teams you are not pushovers. But that's the reality. That is reality today. Is you're too close with the opposition. You're too friendly with the opposition. There needs to be bad blood. And the Yankees have to start it up. Because they can't perform this way. In a season where it's all or nothing. In a season where, yeah, it is World Series or bust. You can't go out there and get hit by pitches and then get smacked around the next couple days. Oh, but we retaliated. We had Victor Gonzalez or whatever, whoever it was that just got cut from the New York Yankees because that's how significant it was. Throw at somebody late in the game. I mean, what crap is that? That means nothing. The Mets did that with Johan Ramirez earlier in the season too. He threw at somebody, and then he got cut. He got suspended, and he gets cut a couple days later. Like that. There's no message there. It's like the message should come from somebody of significance on the team that we are all one. That none of us take crap. That the leaders step up in a big moment. If that's too much for you, if that's too much for some of the people, you know what? Then don't pitch inside. Don't hit me. If you can't do it, if you can't properly pitch inside, you don't have the accuracy to pitch inside and get me off the plate, then you can't do it. That's how it goes. You should be able to control. A baseball is a weapon. A bat is a weapon, right? That's why in games, if you throw your bat in Little League, they toss you out eventually. You can't throw the bat. Well, a baseball is a weapon. So if you could throw inside and can control it, okay, fine. But if you can't, then you shouldn't be doing it. And if the umpire, if no one else is going to step up, then either Judge, when he got hit, has to step up, or Verdugo, get off your ass. Climb that fence and, you know, take out your friend. I'm sorry. But this has now led to three games in a row of poorly played baseball games from the Yankees. They got rattled and they showed their true colors. And you could just say, oh, well, it's baseball. It's just a slump. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you could be bullies against crappy teams. Okay, whatever. That's fine. Good for you. Congratulations. Baseball is very mediocre this year. I continue to say that over and over and over. That's why the expectations for the Yankees should be so high. Should be so up there. Should be championship or bust. Because baseball is so mediocre. But because of that, when they actually go up against a competitive team and get knocked around physically and on the scoreboard, you got problems. When your pitching gets shelled the way they just did, when Luis Gil, who, by the way, it's not just one game now with him. He's looked a little iffy the past few starts. And Rodon, the same thing. There are issues with the New York Yankees. And a lot of it becomes or starts with the fact that they can't handle the big spots, which is why every time the Yankees make the playoffs, they always get bounced early. That has to change. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Again, the Yankees just completely embarrassed again, this time by the Atlanta Braves, who, by the way, haven't been playing great baseball. So now you're talking about an Orioles team, which is a good team. You're gonna make them, you know, you're going to talk about how the Baltimore Orioles are one of the best in the league, but the Atlanta Braves are not one of the best in the league. They are just not. But you make Chris Sale look like Cy Young again, which is, he was one at one point in his career, but not anymore. He's not that way. And, I mean, Carlos Rodon was just pitching batting practice. And then you talk about the actual issues on the team, the fielding, the hitting, the infield being as awful as it is, and it's been awful for a while now. And all I hear is Gleyber Torres, get rid of him. Doesn't make any sense to get rid of Gleyber Torres. Nobody is going to take on Gleyber Torres for half a year and give you any significant piece. Nothing at all. You're not getting anything back for Gleyber Torres. But what you could get potentially from Gleyber Torres is one of the better hitting second basemen in the league when he's at his best. His defense, everyone sits there and talks about, you know, the crazy thing is everyone's so on Gleyber Torres for his lethargic approach, his lazy approach. But the only time you complain is when he messes up, and he doesn't mess it up all the time. But when he messes up, it looks bad. Meanwhile, I look at this whole team and I see flat ball players. I see guys that act tough, but actually don't do anything about it. I prefer Gleyber Torres, who doesn't change. He's not acting tough. He's not trying to have the swag to him. He just is who he is. I prefer Gleyber Torres than an Alex Verdugo, who's going to showboat and act a little tough, but not actually step up when time is needed. Same with Juan Soto. Juan Soto shuts down. That is a problem. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Off with you on The Fan. I'm going to take it to 6 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. We'll get a lot of Mets stuff in as well as they continue to roll. We'll get some of the hockey in there too, because I know Edmonton Oilers, you know, pushing it to a game 7 versus the Florida Panthers. It's actually an interesting, you know, series compared to the NBA Finals, where basically the Celtics decided they just wanted to win at home. They didn't care to make it a, you know, to sweep the Mavericks. They just wanted to bring it back to Boston to celebrate on their own court, because they were just that good. And nobody else can compete with them. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoff with you on The Fan. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.